Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. A little John Mellencamp bringing us back there. A little Heartland rock and roll. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and Achieving World-Class Profit Improvement. Both of those available at his website, ProfitPro.us. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, we're talking about the impact of a very fast-changing global marketplace. And, you know, we talked about the customer earlier, paying attention to the customer. I still think that's the key to the long-term sustainable success. You do need to know, it is okay, it is a good idea to keep your eye on your competitor, but I sure wouldn't spend too much time with them, because what if they're wrong? Here's one thing we know, Steve, the customer isn't going to be wrong. The customer can't really be wrong in their expectations, unless they tell you they want a piece of the moon, you know. But even then, you ought to say, "Well, wait a minute. Let me see what I can find." But your competitor could very well be wrong, right?
Well, Jim, I've had people, small businesses, tell me, "Hey, I'm doing everything right. I'm following exactly. My ads look just like the competitors. I'm going the same places. I'm saying the
right.
same things, and it's not working." And I say, "Well, what made you think that what the competition was doing was
mm-hmm.
right?"
And see, that's such age of the seller thinking, because in the old days, Steve, when you and I were pups, if they didn't buy from you, they had to buy from the competition. If they didn't buy from the competition, they had to buy from you. There weren't that many options. Today, they can get stuff that you sell from people who aren't even your competition. Or they can find an alternate way to solve their issue from people who 5 years ago didn't even exist. That industry didn't even exist. So watching the competition can be really frustrating.
Yeah, and it can lead you down the primrose path. You've got to try and work ahead of what your competition is doing. Look at what they may be doing. You got to pay attention, as you
mm-hmm.
mentioned, but look for the gaps in their opportunities. Look for their short-term thinking that's going to get them into a corner, and see if you can build an opportunity out of that.
You know, the other thing that I've been saying for 16 and a half years, almost 17 years, and it still seems to me to be valid, is to remind small business owners that they don't have to conquer the world to be successful. By definition, if you're a small business, you don't have to have the same prospect list that Walmart does. You know, Walmart has to have millions of customers. You might be able to be successful with 50, with 10. Heck, Steve, when I had my consulting business, I was successful with 6 or 7 customers.
Absolutely.
I couldn't handle more than that. So depending on what you do, I mean, it's maybe the customer solution, the customer conundrum, the question is not simple. But one thing is simple. You don't have to answer a lot of them to be successful.
Yes, you just have to have your own niche, your own opportunity, provide what the customer needs today and look ahead for what they might need tomorrow mm-hmm. and be a good supplier of that product or service to them.
Do you think one of the things I think is a big deal, Steve, is that today, what's different today than in the past, they might not want a different thing. They just might want it delivered in a different way. What do you think?
That's absolutely correct, and you see that in the shift in logistics. Instead mm-hmm. of going to the store to buy things, they may want it delivered by the postal service to their front door.
Isn't that also what Amazon's counting on?
You betcha. And they're investing a lot of money in that. You know, mm-hmm. they haven't run a profit in a long time, Jim, because they're investing today, their losses today, in that future prospect that they're mm-hmm. going to put a lot of Main Street businesses out of business.
Well, that's that they well may, but that doesn't mean that has to be the case, though. If you know what they're going to be doing, and if you know what customers are going to be, and they're going to be doing what customers expect from them. And so that's what you got to look for, folks. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Check out his website. I promise you, you'll be happy you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.